Hey everyone, before we get started with the show, Bugman and I wanted to ask that you consider giving a donation to your favorite disaster relief organization in either Texas or Florida. The relief efforts that are going to be going on there for the next few months are going to need financial support from givers like you, and I hope that you'll consider giving. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out. I am Some Guy.
I am the Bugman.
Bugman, I believe you have the question for us.
I have the question today.
Yes.
You know, if you, for those of you listening that don't know me, I'm a weird guy. I have many things that set me apart from most of humanity, I think.
I know you.
Yeah.
And you're different.
I am different. Even yesterday, someone said, you know, Bugman, what a weird guy you are. And I've accepted that.
I have to
agree. And I've lived that for most of my life now. But, you know, one weird thing about me leads me to this question. I cannot see, if I can't see something, I forget that it's there. Like, I think there are a lot of animals that that suffer the same issue as that. And, you know, my wife and I, we're trying to find a bag today, and it was my bag, and I wanted it to bring it here. I was bringing some things to your house today, and I could not find the bag, and lo and behold, it was in a cabinet.
Okay.
It wasn't behind anything. It was just behind a closed door. And honestly,
so you feel like the cabinet was interrupting your ability or impeding your abilities.
And I'm not saying you know what I am saying? Let me get passionate for just a moment.
Sure.
If I may. What I'm trying to figure out about you is we need to lead the next revolution. For me.
Hey, I'm all for that.
For me, the next revolution, I'm getting rid of all cabinet doors. If you have a cabinet in your bathroom, if you have cabinets in your kitchen, we need to stand up against the tyrant that is kitchen hardware.
Yeah, dude.
They've taken our money for too long to hide things from us that we cannot see.
You know, we've been held in a box.
Exactly.
And our things in the kitchen.
Yes.
Have been held in a box.
Yes.
By
a closed box.
By cabinet doors.
Exactly. If I want a drink, I have to not only walk into the kitchen, but I have to open a door to only receive that glass that I paid for, that's my glass, get it out of the cabinet, and close the door back.
Yeah.
That's too much trouble.
Right.
The only reason that I have to do that is because someone else told me that it must be. I say no more.
Right. So what do you replace them with then? Because look, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Because when you open cabinet doors, maybe you forget to close it.
Yep.
Then it becomes a tripping hazard if it's down near the floor or you smack your head on it.
Yep.
You know, or it's one of those things where you bend down.
Yep.
To get something, and then you stand back up and you smack your head on the corner
exactly.
of the thing.
Exactly. We've all been there.
Head's bleeding.
We've all been there.
And then your brother's laughing at you, and you're on the floor, and you feel you're upset, and you still have to go to the hospital. Like, everyone has experienced that.
Yep, we've all been there.
So, what do we do instead, then? What are we replacing them with? Because I'm all for it.
What we do instead is simple. It is the only natural progression. Just take them away. Just have nothing there.
Just rip them off.
Have nothing hindering you from getting, from seeing, remembering, and getting the thing in the cabinet. There's just air. The only thing that is between you and the glass, you and the bag, you and the plate, is just air. It's just oxygen.
I think our ancestors kind of had this going for them.
Yeah.
Because you just, you know, in like a Little House on the Prairie, those folks didn't have a lot of cabinets. They had shelves and like a dirt floor.
That's right.
All their stuff was just out. You know, supplies were out.
And for,
we were missing something.
For most of my life, you say, oh, poor things. They didn't have cabinet doors. That is a lie from the tyrant, like I said, that is kitchen hardware.
Right.
We need to realize that they did not have cabinet doors for a reason. It wasn't. You know what I mean?
Pull them off.
Just pull them off.
Listen,
because that's the natural
pull
way.
Pull them off. Have a bonfire. Burn them.
Get rid of them.
Get them out of there.
Get rid of them.
Now, look, I'm with you about passionate on this type of stuff. I'm with you about the revolution.
Yep.
Now, listen, you know this about me, that whatever your revolution is, that's my revolution.
Exactly.
We're going to make you the king of that new world,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to be right there with you as your secondhand man.
Absolutely.
But I do have my own revolution to fight.
Yeah, I'm behind you.
I have a serious, and this is something that bothers me to my core.
Tell me about
it. And it happens just a few times a year in every single community, like right around Thanksgiving, right around Christmas, sometimes even in the spring. I just, it really lights me up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is time for a revolution on parades.
Preach that. Come on. Tell me about
that.
And
I'm not saying get rid of them.
Right.
But there are some things that have got to go.
Obviously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because parades have become advertising opportunities.
Right.
And all of the joy
right.
in my life about parades are gone.
Exactly.
All right. Because see, here's what I'm seeing. Okay. Here are the tyrants of this setup.
The tyrants of this.
It's all the dorks who put a sticker on their car, on their little Pinto.
Yep. Yep.
You know, their little three-wheeler Mr. Bean car.
That's right.
And then they just drive in the
parade. They just drive through. Think they got a place.
Yeah, like, I deserve to be here.
Exactly.
Paid my $10.
Exactly.
I deserve to be here.
Mm.
I'm thinking, listen, if you don't, you got to put a little effort into
that. That's right.
Because now I'm, you know, it's the parade, so duh, I'm going to go.
Exactly.
And since I have to be there, I shouldn't have to look at this and on advertisements.
Because
parades have become like two things combined that everybody hates.
Yep.
Nobody likes traffic.
Yep.
Nobody likes commercials.
Yep.
And most parades are both.
They are exactly both.
So
exactly both.
So I'm thinking, like, you're wasting my time with this unskippable YouTube ad.
Yep, exactly.
Like, I'm in a generation where 5 seconds in, boom, we're done.
I need that.
We're
right
done with
now.
You. We're done with your advertisement.
Right.
So I'm thinking, change it.
Change
like,
that.
Change it to where either I can skip you.
Yeah.
Like, here's what I want. If this car pulls past me, or a car, truck, whoever it is.
Sure.
Pull past me, and all they've got on there is a sticker or something.
Yep.
I need the ability to force that car to take the next exit off the road.
Either
the next right or the next left.
Right.
But to leave the parade.
Yep.
And feel bad about their life choices.
Absolutely.
Feel bad about making the parade
absolutely.
Worse. Like, give me that skippable YouTube ad option.
Yep.
And, like, that be the revolution there.
Yep.
And also, I keep the sticker.
Yep. It becomes the law of the land.
I pull it off, it's mine.
That's right.
And if you're going to be in a parade, you know, you build a float.
You have. I mean, why are you there if you don't have a float, if you don't have something to give? Honestly, why, like you said, why am I looking at your Pinto
right.
and you waving at me? Like, so, just move on.
Yeah. So, like, the New World Order here?
Yep.
Parades
yep.
only have floats
yep.
in them, and all the sticker dorks are sentenced. They're sentenced to life in traffic.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Because if you're making me sit there and watch traffic for any amount of time...
It's what they deserve.
I say... You get forced out of the parade, plus you have to sit in traffic.
It's what they deserve.
For the rest
absolutely.
Of your life.
Absolutely.
They can all go be in traffic.
I am behind this revolution.
Right?
We need to stand up.
And see, like, then there's an even worse setup of both of our worlds.
Yeah.
Okay? Because then you have the guy who's like, you know what? I'm going to drive my truck through.
Oh, Lord.
And not only is he going to get in a parade and throw a sticker on the side of his truck.
Yeah.
Guess what he's advertising?
Yeah.
His cabinet business.
Only making cabinet doors. He only makes cabinet doors.
It's a cabinet shop.
Exactly.
And he's like, you know what? This is a perfect opportunity to advertise for my business.
Exactly. What happens to him? In my revolution, I know what happens to him.
What?
He gets a job change. He gets a job change to where all he's doing all day long is opening and closing the doors.
That's something I can get behind.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
He needs to learn exactly the pain that he's bringing on
this
everyone.
This dude is the king of both of our tyrannies.
Exactly.
Like, he's the one. This is the bourgeoisie, the elite.
Yeah.
That we really got to overthrow.
Exactly. Like, he's in a parade that lasts forever, and all he's doing is following this float, opening and closing doors over and over and over again.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. I mean, I think if you have the gall to come in my world of no cabinet doors,
exactly,
in a parade,
what a world that would
reformed
be.
Nation.
Yes.
Oh man. Yep.
Okay. So look. All right. If you are out there and you are a passionate person,
mm-hmm.
You know, I think we figured this out for you. Because there's so many people out there, so many young people in these days, and maybe even some older ones too, that are really, they still have the fire of their old revolutions left in them.
We're calling on you.
You're looking for a purpose in life.
Yeah.
Look.
We've got it.
Cabinet doors, parades, and then the greatest tyranny, the guy who makes those cabinet doors, driving around in the parade.
In the parade.
We have a problem.
Yep.
And today, it like now, okay?
Yep, exactly.
Now is the time. Today's the day.
Today's the day. What are you waiting for?
Revolt.
Viva la revolution.
Yes.
We're out. I'm the bug.
All right. I'm some guy.